Hello there. Are you just finding yourself getting into spirituality, or have you been into it for a while? Maybe you're just waking up to it and you're wanting to know what is so great about spirituality. Why is everyone getting into it? Why would you want to get into it? In this episode, we're going to be covering the positives of getting into spirituality and why it is for your higher good, what amazing things can happen from it, and where it can take you. You're listening to Auspicious Minds, where we help you break those daily bad habits and replace them with better ones for a more contented lifestyle. Here we provide tips and anecdotes and advice to help you on your healing journey. Hello there and welcome back to the Auspicious Minds podcast, or welcome if this is your first time listening. Just to introduce myself, I'm Yvonne and I'm going to be your host through this episode of the positive side of spirituality, the positive side of a spiritual awakening, why people are getting into this now, why people are waking up to it every day and what it can do for you. Yes, in the first episode of this season, so check this out if you've not already, we do cover maybe the downsides of it and the negatives of the spiritual awakening. And in this episode, we're going to be looking at the grass is greener approach and the pros of being into spirituality and what it can do for you and all the benefits that it can bring you, because it does. More and more people are waking up to this as they do their healing work all the time, and they're becoming more themselves than ever before. They're finding that there is a truth in this because it answers a lot of questions that maybe other faiths don't. And there is a real contentment that this can bring you, the real inner peace that we are all searching for. We spend most of our life searching for a contentment that a lot of our ancestors could only dream about, but they were not encouraged to go down this route. For many years, this route was seen as evil and dark, and there'll be people out there that will still tell you it. And it really isn't the truth at all, because I've not found darkness from this. I'd say it's more of a shadow side, but we need to embrace our shadow side to embrace the lightness as well, because it's the yin and the yang and the universe is all about balance. So if people are telling you that it's been a load of witchy shit, go back and listen to the first episodes and I'll clear that up for you. There is so many good things to this and we're going to cover them in this episode. So I hope you're doing well today. I hope you're feeling well. Hope you're smelling well. Let's get on with the pros of getting into spirituality. Those answers to those lifelong questions that you've always wanted to know were always with you. They've always been in your head, in your soul. You've probably spent your life looking outside of yourself for answers that you already had, but you weren't meant to know that. Divine timing would tell us that you maybe need to know those answers now, not 10 years ago when you first asked them or whatever, or however long ago it was. Everything you need to know, you know. You might not know it yet. You might not have awareness of it yet, but the answers are with you. And the further into your spiritual journey you get, those answers start to come clear on whatever it is. And that can be communicated through your intuition. It can be through your guides. Yes, I've not gone far out of the spirit guides yet, or the people that protect you, that the angels that protect you. I've not gone there yet. I've kept this quite down to earth so far, but we do have spirit guides around us, each and every one of us. Not all of us believe in it. Not all of us want to know about it. They're there saving you from all sorts of crap on any given day. They are there offering protection. They are there offering answers, solutions. They are just waiting for you to wake up and talk to them. That they will communicate through your intuition. And it probably sounds crazy if you've not really thought about this before, but it is truth. And the more you do trust it, the more you'll get quicker responses on things that you just need to know that maybe you've been searching outside of yourself for. I know that sounds pretty vague, but if you've been into spirituality for a while, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. Just things that you need to know, you will now have answers to. You'll find your tribe as well, because it is a lonely journey. And when you do start waking up to spirituality, you'll find more people in the most unusual of places sometimes that believe in this too and working with this too. I don't know, you'll find delight in conversations with strangers, probably more so than people around you who might be skeptical of this stuff, who you find you can't kind of come out to about this. You may find answers inadvertently through maybe something you're watching on TV or watching on YouTube even. You'll just start to have more peace that even if you don't know the answers to certain things yet, that you soon will. Everything appears in its own sweet time. So just trust that, yeah? You know the reason why you found this or what it was that got you into it, whether you escorted a friend to the crystal shop, whether you started believing in the law of attraction. Most people have heard of the law of attraction these days. Whether you've always been into astrology and you really know your star signs and your zodiac stuff, or whether you're into tarot, you've maybe been to some psychics now and again. Whatever it is, you will have always had a curiosity. Even as a kid, when you were listening to ghost stories and things, your ears always peaked when you heard people talking about this stuff because it's unknown, it's mysterious, and people love a bit of mystery, don't they? It's just human curiosity. Getting into spirituality for a lot of people, and probably yourself, is that you've noticed that other people are finding contentment here. When I say contentment, what I mean is they're happy with their lot. Things seem to be working out in their favour. They seem to be calmer. They seem to be more laid back and chilled. They seem different. They seem happier. External things don't seem to do anything for them now. And you've been left wondering, well, where do they get this peace from? You've probably always heard people telling you to go with your gut instinct and connect with yourself. And maybe you've ignored that at times. We've all done it. We've all ignored our inner voice and we've had free will and we've just gone with the status quo. Maybe you're at a point of your life now where you're trying to figure out, maybe something's been missing for a long time. You can't place it. You don't know what it is. You've searched high and low in the different corners of your life and the people that are around you and in it and wondering what has been missing. And you just want to vibrate at that higher level. You just want to feel more positive about the everyday chorish things, the everyday things. You just want that inner knowing. And if that's calling you, then there's a good reason for it. As you get into this, whether it's through the law of attraction or whatever, you will find that you want to start vibrating at a higher positive. And the pros of getting into spirituality, we are kicking off now. You will vibrate higher with this stuff. You will feel more positive about things that maybe seemed a little chorish in the past, seemed a little flat about things. You'll find peace in this stuff now, and it's a better way to be. You'll find more good days than bad days. I mean, how ace is that? Now, life still happens. When you get into your spiritual journey, you're more removed from it. You can see things a lot more objectively. And you can cope with it better because with that healing work that you're doing, you have more energy to deal with things quicker, to react to things in a more positive way than in the past where you might have got very anxious about it. You might have got very stressed about it. As you get further into your spiritual journey, you'll find that your reactions to things, annoyances, everyday crap changes. You realize what's important and what isn't. So you do have an optimism for life. Not every day, because you're still human. You're still going to get bad days, but they're not going to feel quite as bad as those days before you had some kind of truth. Your mental health will start to improve because you are more aligned with who you are. You are doing the healing work, getting rid of old past traumas, past problems, things that are taking up energy in your system, things that need to be out of your system because they're not to hold you back anymore. They're in the past. Forgiving it, letting it go, and also learning the lesson of what it taught you and how it's made you better and stronger for it. Once you start getting on with all these different things that have been clogging up your head for so long and letting them go, that trauma, that past crap that's just not serving you in today's world, in your life now, you'll find the stronger you get from it, the more content you get from it. And that's better for your head. That's better for your mental health. And some of those ailments that you have or have had for so long will start to ebb away. Another thing with anxiety, and please check out the Auspicious Minds blog on our website because we've done about 6 articles on getting through anxiety and what it is there for and how you can get through it in a more natural way. A lot of people have anxiety. It's so prevalent now because of the way we live and because of the crap that's probably been passed down to us. Because of the shit going on in the world, it's so easy for us to fret and panic over it. Anxiety is really there to serve a purpose. It's there to slow us down. It's there trying to tell us that there's something inside us that does not need to be there anymore. Something that is holding us back that we need to let go of. And that is what anxiety is a lot of the time. It's actually trying to help us, but what it does is it hinders us because we ignore it or we get through it the best we can. And then we end up with all the crappy little superficial health ailments that come with it because of that cortisol that we've produced during those anxiety attacks or because it has held us down. See anxiety for what it is and start to work with it rather than against it. But check out those blogs. They're really helpful on it. So yeah, your mental health is going to improve because you're more aligned with your truth. You're more aligned with your journey. Those answers that you spent years searching for will now be answered. Trust me on this. I know so many people out there, including me, who has started to see anxiety in this way. And it really is there to help, not hinder. It doesn't feel like that when we get anxiety attacks. And yes, I do still get anxiety creeping up on me. It's just been there for so long, but I've started to see and recognize when it's occurring and what it is trying to tell me, what I need to get rid of, what I need to shift when that starts to kick off and what triggered it. Because the answers are usually in those triggers. And that's where the healing work needs. Get a handle on that. I swear your anxiety will diminish. If you're really lucky, it will fuck off completely. And I know people this has happened to too. You are living a more calmer state of being, more truthful than you have ever been before. This is good for your mental health. Believe me, there is hope with this. As I said, with the mental health improvement, the physical health starts to improve too, because naturally you are going towards your North Star, if you like. And it's a fact that if you're following your true path, if you're following your truth, your inner knowing, you're going to align better with a healthier and happier state of being. So when you start getting these little superficial health ailments, you'll realize that there are natural solutions everywhere that are just as effective as pills from the chemist. If you've got a headache, get yourself a pint of water, because 95% of the time, that glass of water is going to help you just as well as pills. Now, for me personally, I don't like popping pills. I really don't. So I'm always going to go for the water, and it does work. Always try a natural solution first, rather than going for the pills, because we have things around us in our home that we don't even realize could work. And there's so much information out there about these natural solutions. So try them and see where it gets you. And you'll find with spirituality as well, because your intuition is deepening, you're going to start listening to yourself on solutions that will help your physical health, because it comes with this journey. So your physical health is going to improve. You're going to realize that exercise, it's not just a good way of keeping you slim. It's good for your head as well. With the physical and mental health improvement, your sleep will improve too. And that's always a brilliant thing, because that just kickstarts a better, healthier way to live. As I've said in the first episode, you may find with spiritual awakening, spiritual flu, that you may find your sleep interrupted at night. There are ways to shut yourself down before you go to sleep. But it's important to remember closing your crown chakra down at night. I'll cover that in another episode though. And the last one of this episode is that following spirituality, it really will help you heal and forgive the past. So important, if not the most important of all this, because I think we live our lives with this weird view on forgiveness that it means that, oh, what that person did was okay. No, forgiveness was never that. And I've said this in quite a few episodes now. Forgiveness is about overcoming what that person may have done to you. They'll get their karma if they haven't already. What you experience in life is, I guess, building you for your own personal growth. It doesn't seem that we've all had horrible things happen to us, some worse than others. But everything that happens to us is there to serve, grow, learn from. It's just something we have to overcome, something we have to make peace with. Some things can be too hard to kind of do that with, but to heal and forgive the past with all the healing work you're doing, inner child work, shadow work, all this stuff that you do, and you'll find that you, when you embark on your spiritual journey, that you're going to get a lot of this because it's all clearance. It's all clearing out of your system. You've been walking around for years with so much trauma, so much past issues, so much stuff holding you back that does not need to be in your system. And you may never have known how to let it go because it's something that you would have naturally come to repress with time. And it's probably manifested in the form of depression, anxiety, all kinds of traumas. We've put it down to other things maybe, or we've not wondered why something's bothering us and we just can't reach it, whatever it is. We know something's bothering us, we can't get to it. As you heal and grow with time and empty your system of old past wounds, past traumas, past embarrassments, past issues, and shape your way and rewire your boundaries, you'll start to feel things quicker. Things that don't serve you, you won't hold on to them and then wonder why a week later it's bothering you only now. You'll realize it straight away, you'll take a deep breath, you'll see through it objectively and you'll knock it out of the ballpark. Everything that you've been doing, all this healing work, it's served to clear out trauma, ancestral trauma, trauma that's come to you that you maybe did not deserve, but you've overcome it anyway, and you're a bigger, better, and stronger person for it. And another thing with spirituality, by forgiving the past, it doesn't make you bitter towards it. That bitterness will only bring you more crap that you don't deserve because you've been through enough. Forgiving the past means that you live life with that light now. You have that light inside you to carry on and overcome anything else that may come your way. Another thing with spirituality, which I just want to add to this, you will believe that you still have your best days in front of you, whatever age you're at. If you live in an ego mindset, which would have been the old mindset of believing that when you die, you earn food or whatever, you believe that your past is better than what your future could possibly bring you. The only shit stuff lies ahead. Spirituality will protect you from that feeling that way. You'll feel that you've still got an amazing journey ahead of you while you're here on planet Earth. And I hope that helps bring some closure to this episode. Another pro of your spiritual journey is that you start to realize what your purpose is in this life. That is such a hard thing for a lot of people to answer because I guess we think it's more than what it is and it's a lot more simple than that. And sometimes we don't always see the simple things in front of us. We're always looking for a more complicated explanation. But as you start to trust your instincts, as you start to trust the messages that come up from within, as you start to see things for how they really are and read between the lines of what people are saying, what the news is telling you, you'll find yourself aligning more with your inner knowing, your inner truth. The purpose of you being here is to heal your past, to heal your past lives, to heal ancestral trauma, to heal what they passed down to you because they could not heal that, because they couldn't come out about this. They were not encouraged to believe in this. So you've been tasked, you're the warrior that has been tasked with this stuff. And that is your purpose. You may have many other purposes and you will find that everybody's journey is different. But ultimately, this is what it is. The world is changing. The world's been changing for a while, as we all know. And it's quite difficult to find peace in this world the way it is right now. So staying with spirituality and finding some peace in the corner of your mind, it's essential for your sanity, it's essential for your personal growth, and it's essential to keep yourself and others around you happy and content too. Because you're more reliant on yourself, because you're living in a more natural state with spirituality, you realize why you are here and you realize what you can do for yourself and other people. And if you have no idea what I'm talking about yet, you will. You will start to understand and accept yourself better. Now, with time, you'll wonder why you have done certain things in your life or why you haven't done certain things in your life. Maybe regrets that you've had. You'll use divine timing to trust that that was supposed to happen or never happen. And you'll find acceptance with that and it will leave you alone. It won't plague you anymore. And this is a good thing, because you do not want an armchair full of regrets when you're older. You want to know that you've lived your best life and done your best. That's always all you can do. Society expects a certain way of us, and that's what we've grown up believing, that this is expected of me because I'm a woman or a man, or because I've got this, because I've got that, I should behave this way, I should behave that way. And it's not always made you happy, but you've done it because you felt that that was the right way to be. Spirituality helps you let go of that crap and helps you find your own truth and realize that you don't need to be living life with regrets. Whatever happened or what didn't happen was never meant to work out, or was meant to work out the way it happened. That once you find that truth and you accept that, it takes a lot of anxiety around regret away, which is another thing in life that holds us back. If we trusted ourselves with what society expected of us all the time, we would be watching the news all the time. Please don't do that. We would be living a certain way. We'd be spoon-fed pop music instead of going off and finding our own sound. You can go your own way. As long as you're not breaking the laws, you can find your own way. You could be living a life that's expected of you and you hate it. You fucking hate it. It doesn't satisfy you at all. Spirituality and getting waking up to this, it gives you a chance to shed all that crap and find your own truth. What is better than that?
Oh no, anxiety creeps up on me. Is this how it's supposed to feel? Tell me when it's over, I got someplace that I gotta be. It won't leave.
If you're listening to this episode and you're just at this stage just fascinated by spirituality, but you've not really embarked on it properly yet, I do hope that between this episode and the other episode on the downsides, which really aren't downsides, they're just part of parcel of things you have to be aware of, because it is a tough journey, but it's certainly easier, I've found now, looking back in hindsight, it's been an easier journey than when I was denying myself all this truth, because to me, this is truth, which is why I've been able to go into so much detail about it. It takes all kinds to make the world, and there are so many different religious beliefs out there, and many people in the world that do not believe in anything, and we are all entitled to our own belief. There is a reason why more and more people are awakening with spirituality now, because it does provide some kind of clarity on things that maybe you didn't find before with other religions or not believing in anything. Maybe you've been searching for truth your whole life on certain things and you're only finding it with this. The good outweighs the bad on this, most definitely. Yes, there can be some tough days because the ego shedding, which is essentially what all this is, we have lived in an ego state for so long now in previous lives, lived in that state. It's also tried to keep us safe at times, our ego, and maybe stopped us believing or opening up to this stuff because it wants to keep us with what we know. But sometimes what we've known already isn't, it's limiting us in a lot of ways. And we don't want to be limited. We want to expand. And that's the whole purpose of all this. So if you're just getting into spirituality now, it's more complex than just switching onto it and saying, I'm going to believe in this now. You'll find with time, if you're already fascinated in this, it's there already in you and it's going to make more sense as time goes on. If you've been into spirituality for a while or years even, you'll probably know exactly what I'm talking about and you could have probably done this episode a lot better than I have. For the purpose of this episode, it is just to let people know what you're kind of getting into and what is there for you when you choose this path. Because honestly, for me personally, it's brought a lot of peace to my restless soul. And my restless soul was very much an ego-driven state. And it's made life more colourful for me as well. So I really hope that you can keep on this path and embark on this spiritual journey. It really is worthwhile. I'm going to be doing loads more episodes on this as time goes by, on the subject of spirituality. Whatever you need to know is within you, and that ego shedding, it is a process. It's a marathon, not a sprint. So it's going to take time for certain ways that you may think to go. If you are finding yourself in a bit of a dark hole at times where everything in your life seems peachy, but something isn't right, then don't run away from it. Actually sit there with it. find out what it is, and those answers will come to you. You've just got to believe that those answers will come to you, and they will. Shedding anything that's in the past now that's still sitting in your system, clogging up, keeping you from moving on and taking your energy every day, every night. You want to get rid of it. You want to shed it. And it takes time. It takes energy to do that. But believe me, when one problem goes, when one past issue makes its way out, and you'll find yourself with this renewed optimism at life. We've now reached the end of this episode, and I hope it's cleared up the amazing things that will happen when you embark on your spiritual journey. And if you already have, then I hope it's maybe tied some things together for you. That open-mindedness, it's all worthwhile. And yes, there are difficult aspects of it. They are there whether you open up to this or not. I know I personally would rather know why something's happening, because I'm always trying to use my analytical mind to find answers on everything. For me, that just concludes it. If you like this episode, please check out our other episodes if you haven't already. And do follow us on Facebook or Instagram, whatever your chosen social media channel is. Please share this episode with your people and spread the good word out there. Anyone you know who's interested in this, but they're a little afraid to get on with it and open up to it further, there is support here at Auspicious Minds. I will see you in the next episode. Take care. Bye.